guys. It's The Great Debates, and we're back with another edition of Micro Debates.
Yes.
You asked. You got it. Ask and ye shall receive, listeners.
Three topics today, 4 minutes each. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, you got the timer going?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we should say also, Steve, you're going to take the pro on each of these. Is that correct?
The pro on everyone.
Okay. So, Medina, what's the first topic?
Okay. Topic number one. Get the timer ready.
Yep.
It's okay to lie to a taxi driver.
Yeah, Uber, we agreed before the debate that Uber driver is also included in this topic. Yeah, I think you're a girl, you're driving home late at night, the Uber driver is like, do you live here? You say, no, my boyfriend's inside. You're lying to protect yourself because the guy creeps you out. What would be wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong? Sure. What's wrong with the little lie? What's wrong with the big lie? What's wrong with taking the law into your own hands? What's wrong with saying, you know, I know better than other people when it's okay to lie and when it's okay to not lie. What's wrong with saying...
You're just like a moral absolution. That's your case on this? That you can't ever...
A little bit. That's right.
To lying.
I think
in
your
case... Have you ever
told
a lie, Dave?
Of course.
Why? Because... To save someone's feelings?
Because I'm a bad person.
To protect yourself?
Because I'm a bad person
and I
shouldn't
have. Probably for a reason like that. Probably because you weighed the situation and you realized the moral cost of lying was smaller than the, say, physical harm to yourself or the offense you'd give somebody else. So you made that moral decision, and I'm sure you made the right one because you're a good guy.
You're absolutely wrong. Every time I've lied in the past, it was a mistake. I did the wrong thing. I regretted it later. The truth is always better than a lie, even the smallest lies.
Have you ever lied to me?
I'm sure I have. I mean, we started a debate about, I would say this was a lie of omission, but I agreed to debate you on whether Forrest Gump was a good movie or not, and I never told you that I hadn't even seen the movie.
That wasn't a lie. I mean, that was fun.
That was fun, but if you had asked me, have you seen Forrest Gump, I would have been like, yeah, sure. But well, I hadn't.
Yeah, sure wouldn't have been a lie, I don't think. Yeah, sure implies I've seen more than half of it.
Healy... Why not? What's wrong with pure anarchy, right? If people have a better...
You're going from lying to an Uber driver to pure anarchy.
Yes, I am.
Look, I think these services rely on a certain amount of trust, but because of that trust, you let these people into your lives in a way that may be uncomfortable or even unsafe. And in those circumstances, it's perfectly okay to lie to them.
Healy, what's wrong with just... did you see the... what's it called? The Invention of Lying?
No, I heard it was cool.
Well, there was one, I had one basic issue with it, which is that people, they confused telling the truth with oversharing every detail of your life. Hmm. Like, you don't have to tell, for example, put yourself in, go ahead, you be the Uber driver, ask, and I'll be a scared woman, and ask me if this is where you live.
This is where you live. You live here.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, I gotta run.
You live here.
You're definitely getting
this
five stars. Bye, and I'm out the door already.
Yeah, I mean, I agree if you're dexterous enough to handle that, but if you tell a lie in
the
moment,
be dexterous.
No problem.
Then my argument is be dexterous.
Well, look, we'd all love to be dexterous, but we can't be dexterous all the time. Also, by the way, I think you can lie to an Uber driver just for kicks. You want to try out a new persona, a new personality, a new background. You want to see how it feels to say you're from Omaha and that you're a professional dancer.
What fun.
Who cares?
Oh, and why can't an Uber driver lie to you, right? If it's okay, he can?
Yeah. I mean, about stuff that's not going to affect my ride.
Oh, yeah, this is the shortest route. I'm taking you on the shortest route.
Well,
don't worry about
that,
it.
The
rules have changed now.
The lie
interesting.
The crime. The
I'm
lie
sorry?
Is that he's defrauding me. He's infraudulating me.
So you're a problem. So you're allowed to. So you're. The rules are: it's okay to lie to people, but you can't commit fraud. Is that correct?
I think that stealing from somebody is wrong. Lying to somebody in some circumstances is fine.
What are other circumstances where it's okay to lie to somebody?
Somebody's like, "Did you like my apple crumble?" I loved it.
Ask me if you...
Dave, did you like my apple crumble?
I didn't love it, but
you fucking asshole. It took me 3 days to make that. I peeled all the apples. You know what? Fuck you. You're not invited to dinner again. And you know what? I'm mad. We're even friends.
Okay, so...
And you need a haircut.
And by telling the truth here, we learned that this person that you're playing has a rage problem.
The debate is the debate.
Okay, on to the second debate.
This is an example of clearing my throat, Steve.
Thank you.
Topic number two for today. 4 minutes. Steve Healy taking the pro. One person that one of us makes physical contact with will set foot on Mars.
Okay, we've probably made physical contact with 10,000 people by the time.
Crazy proclamation right out of the gate.
Including a lot of, you know, celebrities and dignified people and so forth, people who will probably be on the list for the Mars.
Can we set the ground rules? We're talking about the three of us, me, you, and Medina, right?
Okay,
collectively,
sure.
The number of
if
people.
If we're including Medina, then I'm upping the number to 17,000.
I mean, I think it's safe to say Medina has touched more people than you and I combined.
I don't know. I mean, we lived in New York, where you just like brush a lot of people in the subway.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Healy. Okay, let's get to the meat of the argument.
Okay, so I think that we will go to Mars in our lifetime. I think that's pretty certain. Once we've opened that door, a lot of people are going to go to Mars. It's going to become a vacation spot. It's maybe become a spot for exploration. I mean, that's the next cool vacation spot. Probably within, I would guess, 30 years. It seems unreasonable now, but in 1930, it would have seemed insane. 1938, it would have seemed insane to walk on the moon, and we did it.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought up the moon. Healy, the rate of space exploration is simply not as progressive as we wish it were. In 1938, it did seem absolutely absurd that we would walk on the moon, and 35 years later, like 12 people had walked on the moon, and that was it. And we didn't go back, and there's nobody walking on the moon today. And that's what's going to happen with Mars.
Okay,
eventually
we'll
send
someone. I have made physical contact with one of the people who walked on the moon, Buzz Aldrin. So I assume it'll be similar with Mars.
Fuck. That's, I got to say, Healy.
There's
that's
12 people who walked on the moon. I've touched one of them.
But okay, but that's only because you touched them after the fact. That person became more accessible to you because they walked on the moon and you ended up...
We will make physical contact with someone who will set foot on Mars.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is the people who walk on Mars will then become famous, and there will only be a small number of them, similar to the number of men who walked on the moon.
I'm going to be psyched to meet those people.
Yeah, but you're going to be 80 by the time these people are famous.
I'll be 80 and a U.S. senator. I'll meet these guys.
I mean, that's putting a lot on you being elected to the U.S. Senate and also
or maybe
staying
the
in the Senate until you're 80.
Who knows? The Mars Council.
Okay, so if you believe...
Maybe I'll be on the National Council of Mars Arts.
If you believe that Healy
that.
Will be elected to the National Council of Mars Arts when he's 80 years old,
right.
Then, yeah, there's a good chance that you'll make physical contact with someone who will
Or Dan Medina. I could see any of that happening.
You could see me being elected to the National Council
Absolutely.
Of Mars
Absolutely.
Arts.
I think you'd be a great voice on the Mars Council.
I think the best case the problem is that we're making contact with people who are our age. We're not out there touching babies. To make this happen, you would have to go across the country. The person who has the best chance right now to do this is like someone who works in a maternity ward at a hospital.
I disagree. That's a deep but not wide sample. I think we're getting the people that move to LA. It's actors, celebrities. We meet all kinds of interesting people. It's really cool. We're lucky to have that in our
life. I understand that, but Healy, we're not going to be rubbing elbows with astronauts, with Mars astronauts, when we're of the age when people are walking on Mars.
Why not?
Because it's going to take too long. How old are you? You're already 34, right?
Yeah.
And so when are we going to walk on Mars? It's going to take another 20 years, right? You said yourself 20, 30?
55, 60. I could see myself going to Mars.
Healy, you're dried up by then. You're nothing.
What do you mean I'm dried up by then?
You're retired and living
in... First of all, by the way, as we pick people to go to Mars, I think we should get people of that age and wisdom and experience. And, you know, they've lived a full life. If they die in the Mars mission, a lot of people are going to die. It's going to be very dangerous. To get a 55-year-old guy is cool. He's willing to put himself up for the sacrifice.
Are you volunteering for the Mars mission in the year 2035?
Yes, I preemptively volunteer.
You volunteer as tribute.
I volunteer as tribute.
Well,
as Mars tribute.
That would be, Healy, if you really wanted to win this debate, that would be the way to win, is because Medina and I have both made physical contact with you. And if you were to go to Mars, wow, debate is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, topic number three for today. Denzel could play Steve Jobs in a movie and get away with it.
Okay. Which Denzel are we talking about?
Denzel Washington.
Oh, okay.
Denzel
right.
Washington. Okay. He's one of the great actors of our time.
Sure, he's
fine. I think we've made a lot of progress in terms of racial openness and experimentation, and hopefully we'll continue to make more. I think it would be a very bold move for Denzel to be, I want to play this famous white hero, Steve Jobs, and I'm going to do it. I think people would be like, that is an audacious, brassy move, and I love it. I can't wait to see that. These guys were both driven. They were both focused. They were both intense. They were both hypnotic. They were both powerful. They were both eloquent. Why can't Denzel play Steve Jobs in a movie?
The answer is Denzel can play Steve Jobs in a movie, and it actually might be a great movie. And he'd actually could, in some ways, get away with it. But what I would argue is that once Denzel plays Steve Jobs, he is no longer playing Steve Jobs. In the same way that a film like I'm Not There, we had a young African-American boy who played a version of Bob Dylan, but he was not actually playing Bob Dylan. In fact, they changed the character's name, and I think that was, I don't know if you saw the movie, but basically.
Of course, I've seen it a couple times.
I loved it.
I love that movie.
He plays like.
What a great way to bring Bob Dylan to life.
Okay, but my point is that he was no longer playing Bob Dylan. He was playing a character of a different name. He was playing one of the lives within Bob
Dylan. I'm going to go ahead and rule out those kind of movies. I'm talking about a very straightforward, literal biopic where Steve Jobs plays a character named Steve Jobs, who is the CEO of Apple, and there's a Wozniak. Maybe Kevin Hart could play Wozniak.
Well, the audience is from jump. The audience
you
is
don't
simply
see
not on
Steve
board.
Jobs and Kevin Wozniak.
I'm not saying I don't want to see it. It would be interesting, but he couldn't get away with it.
What do you mean he couldn't
the
get away
The same way
with
that it? Christian Bale couldn't get away with playing Malcolm
How
X.
How are we defining getting away with it?
Convincing the audience. Making the audience believe that
Having
he was actually
Having the audience
Steve
go
Jobs.
Along on the ride that Denzel is Steve Jobs. Yes,
no,
they
I would
totally be into that.
Well, now we're arguing about semantics, but I would think that getting away with it means that, like, here's what I would say, that someone who goes to see this movie, the first thing they say when they leave the movie is not, I kind of didn't buy that Denzel Washington was Steve Jobs because he's a black guy.
But here's what you're going to hear leaving that theater.
Yeah.
Amazing. Denzel Washington did a fantastic job as Steve Jobs. That showed me new possibilities in cinema and representation. Another leap forward by this profoundly great actor.
And then the second thing you would hear is someone going, he didn't get away with it.
And then all the other people jump down that person's throat because they're like, that was a fucking great movie. You're just being racist. You don't like that. You didn't think that was cool.
Well, just I would argue that person's in this hypothetical movie review. He's not being racist.
It's a group
he was
of
just
friends
being, well, he was just saying
it.
What he actually believed.
Yeah, but he's being a bit of a fun fucker.
Okay, but here's my problem. Remember the scene where Denzel Washington is. He meets his. We see his biological parents.
Why that scene is not. That's not the. That, maybe that's
white people,
not in the movie.
And then okay. The audience
they
is like, he didn't pull it up. It doesn't
we
make
call
sense.
That white?
Well, let's call it
Steve
not
Jobs,
black.
In a way, he was a person of color.
Well, sure. We're all people. I mean, I'm a person of color to a certain extent, but you would never have an African American person play me in a biopic because they couldn't get away with it.
What do you mean they couldn't get away with it? I think they do. They do a good job. They show the emotional truth of what you're like. Then we can buy into
the problem. The problem isn't that they would be not. Obviously, it's not that they're not capable as actors or anything like that. It's that the audience is going to have to get over the basic idea that they look different than the person.
This is it's so sad how much you're underestimating the racial openness of the
It American is sad, people. Healy. I'm not saying it's not sad. It's very sad. It says a lot about us as humans, about us as animals, that race means so much to us on a visual level, on a very basic movie-going level.
Denzel is not a pilot, but he plays a pilot, and it's awesome.
Yeah, but he looks like a pilot, Healy. It's absurd to equate the two. And thus ends micro-debates.
Great micro-debates.
Nice job, guys. Hey, you can find us online, greatdebate69.com, on Twitter, @greatdebate69, and you can email us, greatdebate69@gmail.com. Please do reach out.
Medeans, what did you think of the micros?
Okay, here's what I thought. Let's see. I think Dave might have won the taxi driver thing just by moral authority.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's a sucky vote.
That's generous.
Healy, your enthusiasm and confidence about not only your political career and our technological future makes me think that you might have won the Mars debate.
Confidence wins debates.
I think that's what it comes down to, because I think you might have won Denzel, too.
Thank you. I actually would love to see that film.
No,
I think Dave would, too.
In full candor, of course I would,
yeah,
but, you know.
Let's
go
see it together. Agreed.
Let's go write it together.
Hey.
We can't. They're already making two Steve Jobs biopics.
This could be the number three in the trilogy.
Yeah, something. All right, thanks, everyone, for listening.